Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
And joining us on the line as we take a look at some of the big races around Western New York, a couple of weeks to go until Election Day, zeroing in on Amherst this morning, Dan Gagliardo is running for Amherst Town Supervisor, and he joins us live. Dan, thanks for being with us this morning. I want to start with why you chose to run for supervisor in Amherst.
Good morning, Susan. Morning, Brian. You know, I've been in Amherst about 15 years. My wife is born and raised here. And when I came 15 years ago, what a shiny spot. Everything was developing well, safest city, safest town. And over the last 8 years, I've noticed a considerable difference with transparency and financial accountability and taxes going up, a lack of respect for our residents, diminishing services. So I thought it was time that I stepped into doing something and giving back to the community because Amherst has been really good to me.
Dan, what would change in 4 years under your administration?
Well, first and foremost, we need to get the word out. We need to get information out to as many people as we possibly can. Right now, we don't do that. We need to be upfront with the residents, get them involved with anything that we're doing. Also, we need to do some financial work. We need to have accountability. We need to go through our budgets, go through our line by line and look and see where the money's going to. We have to curb them. We have to curb our spending because it makes a difference. It's not right that we had a 40% increase in taxes over the last 8 years. So it's my goal to have a plan in place, which is a 10-5-0 plan. We're going to cut 10% of expenses, bring down taxes by 5%, and 0% unnecessary bonding. So I'm very focused on our financial picture, getting respect to the residents, bringing up our services, and making sure we have enough police and helping our fire departments as much as we can.
You've been very outspoken about the Westwood project. What is your biggest concern with how this has gone forward?
When Mensch owned it, it was a golf course, and they couldn't do anything over there because of the sewer system. So the town went in and bought it based on Amherst Central Park, and it was part of this whole group. But what happened was musical fair did not occur, but we spent $27 million with the purchase of Westwood. My problem is this. In April, when they came out with a press release about doing a golf course and a passive park, they never went out and found out whether anybody was willing to come in and take this over as a taxable entity. There is no formal RFP that was done. And unfortunately, if they'd listened to the residents from day one, this is exactly what they were saying from the beginning. My problem is that they waited until August to let the people say what they needed to, and they were remiss in their duties in doing that. That's why I started the Article 78. That's why me and my the candidates did that. was because we spent $7.8 million and they're picking it away for a dollar. I have a very difficult time. And they didn't give us enough time to do a permissive referendum. We asked for this in April, but they didn't listen to us. The transparency is just, it's inconceivable how they didn't talk to anybody before they were doing what they did.
As you're out talking to voters, is this election, do you think, going to be a referendum on Westwood?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I believe I've been to about 11,600 homes. And I will tell you that besides taxes, this is the number two issue that the people talk to me about. They're just upset that we would sell this for $1. We've never looked anywhere else to see whether anybody's willing to come in and do this as a golf course. And if nobody is interested, I think that we should be considering to make it our town golf course, run it and operate it like we would do with Autobahn so we don't have the costs. But we make $400,000 on Autobahn. So the most important thing is that we could do the exact same thing and sell Autobahn, which is a much more conducive place to do development, go to park, access is much easier. So there are things that they were remiss in doing and they should have done.
Hasn't the town of Amherst spent the better part of 12 years trying to figure out what the town wants at the Westwood site? I mean, how much longer should they have been polling residents?
I think that if you look at we just bought this about 4 years ago. So in that 4 years, when Musical Fair came down and did not work, they didn't do anything from that point on. They did this. They knew this last year that they wanted to do this, and they only did it this. They only announced it this year because it's an election year. I think that we can wait a few more months to see if we can get an RFP out there to see if somebody's interested in doing it, and if not, we could stay perfectly in line with getting it up and operational by the 27 year, and maybe it's what we do. But I'm willing to let the people know, be upfront with them, and make them part of the solution of what we're looking to do. So to your question, I don't think we should be rushing at this particular moment, especially in an election year.
Dan,
and if it is a referendum, then let the people speak.
All right. Hey, on another subject, Amherst used to be known as the safest small city in America. It's gotten away from that because of car thefts and other things. How do you bring that back?
Well, we have to get more officers on the street. We have to upgrade their computers in their car. We need to work with the community groups to help them, to let us know what's happening outside in their neighborhoods. Do you know that by the time we find out what's happening in a particular neighborhood, it takes us a week because we have to wait for the be heard. Now, I know there's information that you can get out, but I think that we need to put this front and center. Let people know if there's something going on so we can get neighborhood watches involved. Get them involved with the police department. Maybe use the auxiliary to police if we need them in certain areas. We just have to make this a focus. This is the number one thing. You know, as residents, we deserve safety with our fire and police people. We need to make sure that we're getting the services that we need, and we need to know what they're doing at all times. So it's a big deal for me about getting the information out through the website, through a podcast, through a channel for Amherst alone about the good, the bad, and the ugly that's going on each and every day.
Well, Dan, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you. Dan Gagliardo, running for Amherst Town Supervisor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.